The trifecta with the sevens. Okay, let's go. Now, Averahi, let's say, me base a kansas to Shalom Yisharu Asara. Okay, I should think so. If you're the number 10, then you leave the shul. So you're not only missing something yourself, but you're causing everybody else to be missing it. Right?
Nobody does that, right? Intentionally.
I should hope not.
Yeah, I never seen
that. But if you're leaving 10, you have to go. You have to make it to surgery. You have to make it to the office. Ubofen shekvar shomar kedusha v'hakadishim ad oleinu. And he's making a big caveat there. What if someone, you know, I have to go. But at least try to daven in a minyan. That's the key. Someone has to keep going at 20 minutes after this minyan starts is going to miss up on all kinds of things. Of course, he's talking about, well, that's your only minyan. I mean, I guess. And there's a minyan down the block that starts 15 minutes earlier where you could stay to the end. It's a no-brainer. I mean, okay, let's go on. Have a great day. Okay, you'd base. Imitchil omar kaddish, o sheitchil b'kriyas ha-Torah. And that means that the bracha started, asher bracha b'adam b'kol amim. You see where he's going with this?
Mm-hmm.
Torah, what do all these things need? A minion, right? And up to four left. In other words, I already start. Not Baruch Hu, I have to start the bracha. I started the brachas of that Torah. Or I started Chazar Sashatz, or I said Baruch Hu, or I started Kaddish. Mm-hmm. Once you start with a minyan, see where this halacha is going? As long as you can finish that thing, as long as at least six remain in the room.
Right, so six. You don't have to...
You rove minyan. Now, there's one halacha where you need what's called a Ruba de Minkar. You need seven. To bench Neverech Elokeinu Shochan Mishala, you need seven who ate bread.
Why?
Gemara just says to change, to add God's name to something that wasn't there, needs all these things you can, you know.
So then why do people wait for 10?
You need three others who ate something, to say. But seven have to eat bread.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
When you say who ate bread, you got to count to seven, not to six.
Ruba de Minkar?
It's called Ruba de Minkar. Minkar means recognizable rule. Six and four, okay, it's pretty recognizable. But seven and three is definitely, it's a landslide.
Yeah.
All right? So,
difference.
But for a minyan, you just need six to be davening with you in order to be able to do
six total
shots.
Six,
including yourself. Including the shots. For a minyan. In other words, let's say now that people who come in have already davened. As long as six are davening, that's why, you know, in Israel where they daven Pesukei Dezimra to themselves and they start with Baruch Hu.
Everywhere?
Most places in Israel do that, even Shabbos. First thing that's out loud is Yishtabach. So they, by the time they get to Shemoneh Esrei, because, you know, human nature, once you're doing it that way, people come in late.
It's true.
they sip something at home, whatever it is. So they so in such places, I always see, they always look around the room. And if you're davening in Kiryat Sanz, where there are 750 people at every single minyan, so you know that you're getting a minyan. They don't have to look around. They know you have at least six people davening with us. But in some smaller places, I see, they you know, Kedosh Yisrael, and before they said Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, they, you know, they have to look around and make sure, and you know, they can tell from the people, they can tell from their faces whether they're in the middle of Shema or they're catching up or they're ready with them. But they have to count the number six. So I think in some of these places they wait till 10. I don't know why, but six should be enough.
You need to start with 10 and then you need a minimum of six to continue, or you can just do everything
here,
with
six. Here, six to l'chatchila, six that are davening, they're about to start their Shema Nesrei. And four are catching up in Shema. You can already start to daven.
Oh, I see.
This halacha is a very different thing. This halacha is where there's just 10 in the room. I want to lane. Right? So we started laning. The guy started his bracha. He he started saying Baruch Hashem 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 Hashem, and even that already plugs in, certainly if he's already started to lane, right? He started to lane, and three, four people walked out. I'm left with six people, I'm laning. This is a good trivia question. How could you lane with six people in the room, six men in the room? The answer is, you started the laning. It could be a big aliyah, it could be a 40 pasuk aliyah, it could be a 5 pasuk aliyah, whatever it is. Finish that aliyah. Now, that just means you get to finish that unit. You don't get to start the next aliyah with six.
Right, because the laning is separated into two parts.
Right. And that but new part needs its own.
So you started the shots on the.
You start the first bracha, and he walks out.
You can finish the whole.
Finish the whole
because it's one piece.
Huh. Then if you get five, everybody just stops and goes silent.
Wait, even better than this. If you're saying a kaddish after a tefillah, and the kaddish is tied to that tefillah, like aleinu kaddish. As long as you had a minion for Aleinu, the beginning of Aleinu,
you can start the Kaddish.
You can finish the Kaddish afterwards.
Not a known halacha.
You just need six.
I don't think that's a known halacha.
But then you don't get to say the Kaddish after the Yom.
Right.
You get to finish that in with even though the minion didn't. So now, mind you, the guy doing this obviously didn't pay attention to the last halacha. Right? The last halacha said, don't leave. Right? This halacha is for the people who listened to that halacha and didn't leave and stuck around. Obviously, if it's atzala call, you can't just say, well, it was atzala call, we're going to finish all the davening with eight people. No, it doesn't matter why they left. I'm just trying to give an excuse that they left without violating the halacha before this one that says don't leave.
Did you answer if you're the Shaliach Tzibur and you want to start? What's the halacha on that? Start the repetition.
So that's a different din than all this. That's a different din is kicking in. You see, sometimes I look around the room and I'm counting.
Is that 10?
I need 9 besides the Shliach Tzibur
to
be finished at the Shmoneh Esrei.
So if there's only 10 in the room, then everybody has to be done?
Occasionally it happens. What some shuls do when that happens is they'll do the Shmoneh Esrei, Hecha Shmoneh Esrei. So everyone starts together.
Yeah, but
at least six start together.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that we should wait for everyone to be done when there's a full perfect union.
When there's 10 or 12 or 18 or 20, you got to wait for 9 others.
Interesting.
In the case of 10, that means everybody.
What is the
that's like, Shacharis and Mincha.
Let's say you didn't. What is the significance of this? How serious is the
Rama says that if the Shliach Tzibur is saying his brachas, and you don't have 9 answering amen, he says it's karov lebracha levatala. Why? Because he's just davening twice. Why is he davening that second one? He's davening to fulfill the obligation for the tzibur, fulfilling the obligations of anybody who missed Mashiach Menegeshem, missed the Saint Talamatar, they missed. So obviously, if that person is talking during all the Chazaras Hashatz, that's. Problem. Can it be Yotze by sitting down? Most people are sitting down. So some people stay to attention the whole time. Now, if you know on Rosh Chodesh that you forgot Yalav Yavo, not Al Nisim, because Al Nisim is not a game breaker, but Yalav Yavo is. If you know I got to daven again. What you can do is stay at attention and listen to the whole Chazaras Hashatz. Just listen.
And
say Kedusha. And just listen to the whole Chazaras Hashatz, and he fulfills your obligation. That's the real purpose of the shots. And
you can do that today.
Do you have a question? When you get to modim, don't say the drabanan modim. You've got to. That's why some of the Chazaras, the Shliach Tzibur who stay modim anachnu la. He just ruined the whole point of saying Chazaras Hashatz.
Is that what you would do?
Because a guy supposed to be listening to him has to hear every word.
Let's say you were in that scenario. Is this what you would do? That's what you would do for yourself. Or would you repeat it?
I'd probably repeat it.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too.
But if he did daven, though, he doesn't have to hear the Shliach Tzibur, technically.
Oh, technically. Maybe I didn't have right kavana.
It's like a backup.
Right.
For the hard drive.
Right.
What if, it's always good to have a backup.
Two is one.
Copepods are back in the news, I see.
Who?
The copepods, these little tiny things.
Oh, in the water?
Yeah.
What are those?
They're like little shrimps in the New York tap water.
Oh my gosh.
But that was fine, right?
We just,
what do you say?
We have filters.
Oh wow. Okay. Whoops.
It's no, but it gives you. It's changed since the last time it was a problem, and it gives many reasons why you think.
It's not. They're back. They're
bacteria.
Here, you have them on your tongue right now. They're like.
I use it for that.
Okay. You should use, because you see there's a lot of brown stuff that comes out of the water. We have a filter under the sink. We have a filter at the top of the sink with very intertwined, it's not cotton, but it looks like cotton. It's very thick. It's very, you can't pull it apart. And everything gets stuck in that. Only water gets through. Even a copepod will get stuck in that. And after a month or so, you see the whole thing is brown.
Yeah.
What made it brown?
It's nasty.
Minerals.
Yeah, okay. No, I understand. But it's still and New York has pretty fresh water. And then we put it through a Brita. The Brita doesn't catch these things.
Oh, it doesn't?
Right, too small. But then that's precisely the point.
What kind of filters do you have on the...
But there are all kinds of living things in your water that are too small to see. It's only if you can see it swimming around. You can see it.
You can't see
makes
that.
You can't see it. It's too small. But okay. It gives you really a lot of...
What kind of filter do you have on the sink?
It's a small little thing that the OU produced a long time ago. I may have just one or two more. But we have a lot of that white stuff, that fluffy stuff. It's really amazing stuff.
Where do you put the fluffy?
Just put it into the thing that screws onto your sink.
Huh.
You change
what's
that
called?
So often. I think it's called fluffy stuff.
The shuls should sell that stuff.
When this hit the news like 10 years ago, we put big boxes of them. We had hundreds of them.
You give me that fluffy stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so one more halacha here. So you get all this, that's Yud Beis. I just did Yud Beis. It was a big, big halacha. All right? Okay. This, what I did just now, is all the way down to the Yud Gimel. All right?
Okay.
But there are still other kashas about this. If you start with Ashrei Bo'atzion, Ashrei Perachov, Mamatzeach and Bo'atzion, with a minyan, does that make you be able to say the Kaddish afterwards, or do you have that you have to start with? Because that Kaddish isn't only for. That Kaddish is for the whole Shmona Esrei and Ashrei, the whole thing. So that's the. It has to be that you said something that needs the Kaddish, that the Kaddish goes after. Kaddish goes after Ashrei, which you start Ashrei here. Okay,
Rabbi,
continue to film all this show. Oh, well.